Any reactions from the floor to these additions proposed by Israel? Okay, I see none at this point. They are referring more or less to a kind of fine-tuning of language and bringing it closer to a legal text that already exists. Okay, so I understand that one delegation, that is Cuba, needs some time to give its final approval. So we will for a while keep this text in square brackets on the understanding that once we have confirmation from Cuba that it is fine, we remove the square brackets and the text will stay as a clean one in the final document. Then we are moving to the next paragraph, where there was a proposal by the Russian delegation and a few others to have it completely removed, and objection by a number of delegations to this removal. My understanding is that no progress could be achieved through informal consultations on this issue, and the solution I envisage is to leave the text as it stands in its original version in square brackets, because there was no agreement, as far as I understand, on the issue of whether it should stay or should not stay. And in that case, any amendments to the text before there is a solution of the issue, the principal issue at stake, would make no sense in my view. So let's stick to the original text, the agreed one from 2016, having it in square brackets on the understanding that there is a proposal which was not endorsed in the room to remove it. The next paragraph, reaffirming their strong determination to protect civilians from the deleterious humanitarian impact of all conventional weapons, including those considered under the convention in the past, such as cluster munitions. It is an amended text, but yes, a suggestion. Would this suggested text resolve the issue over the controversy regarding the paragraph as it existed in the previous version? The distinguished delegate of Germany has the floor.